The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's give Adam his place in the sun. An Olympic medal flood for Britain. Adam.
Yeah, it got called, well, Super Sunday to start with, and then Sensational Sunday when Andy Murray added the final goal to 5 golds and 3 silvers. So, yeah, as you can imagine, everyone's got a bit excited because that was Britain's most successful day ever at an overseas Olympics and pretty much the most successful day at an Olympics since London 1908. I can't remember what that was like, Alan. I don't know if you have fond memories of London 1908. Frankly, I don't think there was anyone else there apart from us. That's probably why. This time round, apart from the golf, when there weren't terribly many other people there, and therefore we won gold in the golf, apart from that, I think a lot of it is being put down to the National Lottery and the funding from that.
Yeah, definitely.
Better organisation.
John Major. John Major, the funding model.
Stands in place, yeah, absolutely. Probably the bid for London 2012, which concentrated the mind. But also, frankly, you sometimes just get lucky with a group of athletes, don't you? Ever?
No, but look, John Major said, the public don't want taxpayers' money going to sport. So basically, put the lottery in, said 40% to sport, 40% to arts, 20% to charity. If you don't like sport, don't buy a ticket. And now they're awash with money, they're using it sensibly, and they're getting the results. I've spoken about this model many, many years, but no, everyone in Canberra knows better. See you tomorrow, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London at 7 o'clock.